Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
The Marquis de Lafayette, that's his name. A 19-year-old was made a major general in the American Continental Army. A 19-year-old... Was a major general. I don't know what that means. You're not a major? You're a major general.
Well...
It just feels like he's like the LeBron of war people.
Military?
Like he's young. He's Yeah, yeah.
LeBron of war people.
War people.
You are amazing.
No one in this country can ever pronounce my name right. It's not that hard. Naina Najad.
Yeah, well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Well, why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
This is Max Cleaver, and I never listened to the Bob and Dan show on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Awesome.
Now,
is it 1310 or is it 1310?
You did 1310
is actually perfect. How about in German?
Uh-oh. He doesn't really know German.
Yeah.
I know German, but translating it like this doesn't work. So, hier ist Maxi Kleber und ich höre nie der... See, you can't translate. I never listened to the Dan and Bob show.
Maybe it can't be said.
I didn't know you were going to yell at me about this.
No, I'm not yelling, but I got to think how you would translate. And I never listened to the Bob and Dan show.
Dirk did it.
What did he say?
Whoa.
We're not...
Well, it's...
Hey, pressure.
Yeah, Dirk scored 40,000 points, too, so...
You're it. You're at Quincy's.
Any Quincy's.
You're at Quincy's. No, any Quincy's, no Starches.
You can't do that.
Cannot. Stamped it.
Can't do double stamped it. No erases.
Cannot. Triple stamped it. No erases. Touch blue, make it through.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. You can't triple stamp a double stamp, Lloyd. You can't triple stamp a double stamp. Lloyd. You
guys. Enough.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Hey, this is Joe Looney of the Dallas Cowboys. I never listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket, dude.
There's lots of butts out there.
It's just after noon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
I fed you guys, but I didn't feed my husband or family.
You're not cooking person? You don't have a green thumb in the kitchen?
No, not at all.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
I've never done cocaine.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Does penis medicine help with throwing footballs?
Blake Jones! Who's Blake Jones?
Well, they said no rimming, right?
And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
F*** everybody! Hell yeah!
All right. Show number 246 of the Hang Zone. Show number 203 right here in the Den of Inequality. It is Dan and Jake. You could tell Blake put together the open because he didn't use Kempspan for the Blake drop.
Yeah.
Kempspan.
That will not be played under Blake's... his finger pushing the button. It'll be played.
Next week is my week.
Oh.
Kind of passing that around.
You guys don't think you hear it enough?
Ooh. It is Flannel Friday.
Flannel Friday, Tall Boy Friday, it's cold as F Friday. What's going on with the weather?
Give me AF.
Oh.
Come on, bro.
Don't be a simp.
You missed an opportunity there.
I am a bit simpy.
I do have a programming note regarding Flannel Friday.
Okay.
So this is something you can do in the summer if you think you might have an opportunity to go skiing in the winter. Go get in on the cheap. I got two of these bad boys yesterday for $30.
Two flannels?
Yeah. I had to take back some clothing that I received for Christmas.
So it's like buying a bathing suit in the fall?
Give me two.
Yeah. You're going to get your savings?
Yeah.
Look at the nut has not fallen far from the tree.
Exactly.
Some way you could somehow steal it, then it'd be he'd be very proud. Not steal.
Is the phrase more commonly apple or nut?
Apple.
It's apple.
Yeah, because I don't...
But after the nutmeg incident yesterday, I think Dan just wants to work it in.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say the nut hasn't fallen too far from the tree, but
no,
maybe that's just me.
Maybe acorn?
Yeah, but no one even says that. I think
no.
That's maybe what he was thinking about.
Are nuts on trees?
We are off to a roaring start.
And what's a peanut?
It is
what
a
is
good
that?
Start, Kimbo.
What do you mean, what is
2, 1, 4, 5, 2, 3,
does
crow?
Does it grow in the ground? Does it fall off a tree? How do you get a peanut? Like, do you yank it out of the ground?
The dumb.
How's a peanut made, really?
I really cannot help you other than to tell you that.
So you don't know, nuts, and you're making fun of me.
I know that nuts in general, yes, are tree-based. But no, I also know that the turn of phrase is not a nut doesn't fall too far from the tree.
I thought we got peanuts from the ground.
Yeah, I think peanut, yes, I think. But I'm not a botanist. I just wanted to
What's a peanut gallery?
What do you mean? What is that, like, where does the phrase
Yay!
Come from?
Yeah, people say, hear from the peanut gallery.
Well, I just assumed that meant the crowd and the common, you know, snack for the crowd is peanuts. Is that not right?
Sounds right.
All right.
You can also go get yourself two flannels at most places for pretty cheap. That was the
whole
reason.
Also want to make mention of
where
the open.
Where do peanuts come from?
Yeah, I was just looking that up. They grow in the warm climates of Asia, Africa, Australia, and North and South America.
That doesn't help us. We more meant ground or not.
Yeah, grown in the warm climates is what I said.
Well, they could be grown on a tree, Julie. He's trying to say, do you pick them out like a carrot, or is it hanging off like a, let's say, a coconut?
You guys are too hard to please. I give up. Find
like
it out yourself.
A pecan or a
walnut underground.
Is obviously from the tree, but a peanut, I believe, is ground bound.
One of the questions is, do peanuts help sexually?
And?
And it says yes. They are great, I'm going to say, libido? That's how you say it, right? They are great libido boosters, especially for men. Rich, natural source of larginine.
What do you got over there?
Oh, I don't know. Looks like a huge tube of peanuts.
Did you guys know that? I've never heard that.
Over here.
Is that generic peanut?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jake knew about this.
You judging my peanuts now?
Yeah, I wouldn't buy the generic.
All right. They're almost gone. I'll
feel like if you use a generic paper towel, it's clearly inferior. Probably the peanut's probably inferior, too. I'm helping you here. Can you imagine the when you go buy a name brand peanut, you're going to be like, oh, my God, what have I been doing for years?
So much more sex.
Right. You're going to have kids flying all over the place. Speaking of that.
Yeah.
Look at me segueing right into things. Oh, I wanted to mention also during the open, Blake played an Office Space clip because it's Michael Bolton's birthday. And Blake's like, what's this clip you sent me? He's never seen Office Space.
It's troubling. I love the guy. I really do.
Do we have to make
We're not
him
just
watch?
Doing Zoom call, touchy-feely here. It's how you guys must have felt about me, right? Whenever I was producing your show, the lack of context for all of the things that I thought everybody, even ticket stuff, had either seen or heard. I'm like,
but you've redeemed yourself
because he's never seen The Wire either. I told him this morning, I said, I need Marlowe. You wanted it to be one way, which is probably top five quote from that show, which has hundreds of them. And he's like, I don't know what that is. I'm like,
you know what he spent his years doing?
Gaming and driving 300 yards?
No, he watched 8 Mile over and over again.
How'd you know that?
Can't blame him.
How'd you know that?
Because you've told us like 100 times.
Yeah, it's all you
talk about.
Dude.
About.
second I met you.
But that's a great movie.
You've seen 8 Mile?
So I'm not.
It's great, bro.
I'm not jumping him for that one.
But I think he was. That was his teenager movie of go home, watch 8 Mile. Right.
Yeah. Practice Every the battles, day. Of course.
Practice that. Boy, I'd love to hear that. We need Ham to get to work on that.
I'm just glad.
On fake Blake doing a battle.
That in the days of battles, that nobody had a phone in their pocket to record it. That was a.
Did you battle?
I don't know about that, but we definitely had turntables and a PA and a drum machine at the house. And if you had a party with 100 people over there and a few microphones, it was not uncommon for people to just be like, let me go. I didn't really answer your question.
I'm going to try and get two things in here if I can. So one is a white lady doesn't suck extra. So speaking of Michael Bolton, born on this day now dead, Tony Randall. Do you know who that is, that person's name? Tony Randall
dove head first into the ocean?
No, that was Joseph Joseph Jason Garrett.
Tony Randall was very famous if you're older, an older American like me. He was on The Odd Couple, which was a TV show, and he was the very neat guy. And then there was a very messy guy. They kind of lived together, and they were the odd couple. Hilarity ensued, and they got good ratings and stuff. I don't know. But he was pretty famous. Hollywood-type guy. And I think he was also very famous on Broadway or stuff like that. Like, okay. He was a true actor, but then, you know, became actually a household name when he got to TV. So, Tony Randall died at the age of 84. He was born in 1920. And I knew he had a Kemp Spinney type sitch, so I thought I'll search this morning. Then we could bring it up during Why It Didn't Suck. But it's a little extra, and I wanted to throw it to you now. Little too much content for the end of Why It Didn't Suck when we're doing the deads. He was, because I remembered, boy, he got remarried real old or something. I couldn't really remember. Okay. So first of all, he married his high school sweetheart in 1938. He was only 18.
18 years old, okay.
They remained married until 1992 when she passed away.
Tough to stay married after that, yeah.
To 92. Like almost 60 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And you would think that's probably all he did. Well, no. He got remarried in 1995. Shut up.
Oh, he's got a little sweater
Bodie.
On. I don't even see that.
It's very chilly outside. He's very frail. He's a small dog. He gets married in 1995 to Heather Harlan. She was an intern in one of his theatrical programs.
Okay, he's 75 at this point.
He's 75. She, 25.
Jeez, man.
That's not all.
Okay, because I have thoughts.
They had two kids.
Whoa, a lot of peanuts for that guy.
The last one in 1998. When he was 78.
Okay.
He would die 6 years later.
Okay, so here's my thought. My thought is that if you're with the same woman that you met whenever you were 18, and you stay married to her for, you know, 55 years, and you're in love, and she passes, and you've had an awesome relationship, life, and marriage, I'm not judging you for anything after that. Robert Kraft did this.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft might have been running around on his wife. I don't know. But the point is, they stayed married. I don't think that's the same as just guy who's been, like Larry King, was married 8, 9 different times. And then when he's, you know, 80, he marries a lady who's half his age. I don't think that's the same. I think you put in your time. That's basically his pension.
I wonder how she's doing.
That's his sex pension.
Heather Harlan.
Surprised you don't have this information at the ready already.
Yeah, I wonder what she's...
Julie, does that make sense? Like, he's not a dirtbag, right?
No. He's not a dirtbag. That's a hard situation, because you want them to be sad, but you don't want them to be miserable.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It was, quick
it was very tough.
Though.
Like, when my grandfather...
You want him to be sad.
Yeah.
Like...
3 years, though, Blake.
Yeah.
That's not that quick. Like, when my grandfather, who recently passed...
But 75 and 25, do you think...
You just gotta let it
go. Does old lady wife in the ground...
What is the 25-year-old doing?
She doesn't care. Say again, Julie?
Like, what is the 25-year-old doing in that situation?
Making money?
Finding love?
That's just crazy.
But to her point,
she totally is thinking this is an Anna Nicole Smith deal where I just gotta ride this out for a few years, so to speak.
Yeah. And, that's probably not a whole lot
and I'm
of
cashing
ride,
in.
But yeah. I think you, to her point, you want him to be sad but not miserable. It's like, my grandfather wouldn't go to lunch with like women from his church after my grandmother passed. He wouldn't make a new friend if they were female. Because he's just like, that's not what I want to do.
But he would comment on females.
Yeah, for sure. on the news, for sure. But like, he was doing that when she was, you know, when she was alive. But it's like, that's the thing, is you have to strike that balance between, you don't want to be viewed as someone who is like, God, I'm so happy she's dead.
Yeah.
And the balance between
25-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're nabbing a 25-year-old, you might just have to throw out.
I do not think he was sad enough.
3 years, though. That's a long time to wait, and you know, if you're going to go back into the game, why bargain basement shop?
Why get someone closer to your age?
Well, I've handed you a Kemp spin. Now you know who Tony Randall is.
Yep.
And that's got to be some kind of a record. I'm sure there's an older guy that married someone younger, but at that level of fame of Tony Randall, and then to father two kids.
It's really not fair how the female-male body difference is, where females are like, oh, I got to get pregnant by the time I'm 35. And males like, 78? I'll throw another in there. No problem.
Crazy.
We didn't make these rules.
I know.
This one was made from high above us.
Yeah.
This isn't just society made these rules that
right
you
to
have
top.
To wear more uncomfortable clothing and blah, blah, blah.
Kick all
true.
This stuff on your face.
But yeah, this comes from nature.
Yeah.
And nature, as I'm understanding, is run by a woman.
Yep.
So
take it up with her.
Yeah, talk to her about that. All right, it is Friday. That's why we're all wearing flannels.
2 for $30.
And I guess we have a DFW Sports Today, which perhaps will focus on some losing efforts last night. That's next on The Ticket.
The Ticket.